Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 325. Who is the light of the world? Is there a contradiction? Why did Jesus tell his people in Matthew 5, verse 14, "You are the light of the world," and then in John 8, verse 12, he said of himself, "I am the light of the world"? Is there a contradiction? Not if you understand how those who believe in him are in him. They identify with him. In fact, that's what faith is in its true definition. It is identifying with Christ, becoming one with him, so that as he shines, the believer shines with reflected light from him. If the believer has come out of darkness into the light, he appreciates how Christ is indeed the light of the world, how it is true that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. How in him is life, and the life was the light of men. Those are very simple one-syllable Anglo-Saxon words, but what depth of meaning lies in them. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. What does this mean? Christ is the source of all the love and light and joy there is in this world. Even the pagans who know him not, what pleasure and happiness they have ever experienced is a gift from him. That was the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, which must include those who know him not. If it were not for Christ and what he has accomplished for the world itself, not one human being anywhere would ever know anything but the densest darkness of despair. And that darkness would be the second death itself. That is why Paul says in Hebrews 2, verse 9, that Christ has tasted death for everyone, has endured that darkness of soul that is the torture of the second death for every human being, that is, has paid the price of the punishment for his sins. That is how he himself is the light of the world. Something to be profoundly thankful for. Now, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Tell the good news to someone, don't block it or cover it up with legalism. And don't be afraid that telling such good news will encourage him to go on sinning. It's the only way he can overcome sin.